You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to Fosse and Verdon from The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and pull my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car.
This spring, FX is airing the limited television series Fosse Verdon. And as episodes have been released, The Ensemblist is speaking to some of the artists with Broadway cred who helped make the series possible. The sixth and seventh episodes turn their focus onto the creation of Chicago. We see Fosse in the rehearsal room as he begins staging the show before being sidelined with health issues. When he comes back after 4 months, the show will become much darker, turning the piece into what we know and love today as Chicago. Among the Broadway performers playing those in the rehearsal room are Robin Herder, Michael Williams, Fred Odgard, Alex Wong, and this week's guest, Heather Lang. Heather Lang has performed on Broadway in An American in Paris and Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and will be in Jagged Little Pill later this year. In Fosse Verdon, she plays Sandy, Fosse's associate on multiple projects from the film of Cabaret to Chicago on Broadway. Here's our conversation.
Oh, you're gonna see your sheep a shimmy shake.
Oh, and all that jazz.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
And tell us what you do on Fosse Verdon.
Okay, I'm Heather Lang, and I play Sandy on Fosse Verdon.
You do play Sandy. Who is Sandy?
Miss Sandy. Hey, girl. She is Bob Fosse's assistant. And it's based off of Catherine Dobie, loosely. Catherine Dobie was Bob Fosse's dance assistant, and she was an incredible dancer. She worked on Cabaret as the assistant, also in the film, in Pippin, also in All That Jazz, playing his dance assistant as well.
Oh my gosh, so this is totally meta.
And they also kind of brought up Linda Haberman inside of this too, because Linda Haberman was also Bob's assistant later on Dancin'. And what's crazy is I was a Rockette, so I worked closely with Linda Haberman for 5 years.
Oh, that's fun.
So that was another spooky thing for me, because I'm just like, okay, like, what? I just know her so well. So that was weird.
So how did Fosse Verdon come to you? Was it an audition, a dance call? Like, what was that experience?
So there was an audition, and you know, I just had a baby a year ago. Well, it's 14 months ago at this point, but you know, that's pretty recent.
Yes.
And so thank you. You know, my agent reaches out, oh God, you got to go in for this, you know, and I'm like, oh God, okay, I don't know, you know, because my body is a little bit like, you know, giving you just like Frankenstein remix. So I'm just like, okay, let me see if I can pull this together. So yeah, I end up going. And okay. Andy Blankenbuehler is running it. We're doing his original choreography. It was so funny. I went in and I knew right away that wasn't me. I know. I'm like, I'm the haggard doing the cabaret moment, like the elder, you know, or even Sweet Charity, like with a Siggy, like that. I'm not the supple Jack Cole person, but
yes.
Whatever. We're learning that material and It was awesome, and it felt so good to be back in my body because I haven't been in so long. And then Dana Moore comes in, mm-hmm. who has been in a ton of things,
right.
Fosse, all that stuff. She taught that, and that was a real hoot and holler because she's a character. I mean, all these Fosse Verdon legacy people, it's like they just walk into the room. Valerie Pettiford, Dana Moore, Marianne Lamb, I mean, it's a gag because mm-hmm. you just see the history in their bones. You see that they have got stories for days. Honey. Mm-hmm. Week later, called in. Then I have to read sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are the sides? Because Sandy's stuff is all like a 5, 6, 7, 8, brush the leg, kick the foot.
Thing, and yeah. swipe the thing and yeah. do. Well, it was really funny. I'm not going to lie. I remember getting the sides and being like they just wrote the sides, I think, just to see, like, can you hang? Can you just, like, be in a room and
they're
lead
not,
people?
They're not words that are actually going to be in the script on the show.
Exactly.
They're, like, dummy scenes.
It's a dummy scene. Okay. And, you know, and not to do a critical, but, like, it's hard almost. It's almost harder because you're just like, ha, 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 hey, guys, get in a line. Like, I mean, those are some of the lines, literally.
Yeah.
And so that was really hard, I have to say. And I remember going in. And the casting director, she was very generous.
Is
honestly.
This Amelia from Telsey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to write her a letter. Girl, it's coming soon. No, really, it is. Because she was really generous. She just was very specific. And she was the one that told me it was based off of, you know, loosely based mm-hmm. off Catherine Dobie. And she just gave me all these little nuggets.
The character's not necessarily on the page. So how do you bring truth?
And so that was really cool. And I got to do it, like, I feel like 6 times. And it was great. Like, the first two were probably complete trash. The third one, I think, was the good one. And then she let me play. She was like, do it like, you know, be more bitchy. Do it this time where you're just like, you know, like that dance captain that's like that one that's just like a comrade, a friend, you mm-hmm. know, like so we have different levels and layers. And
you're in a lot of episodes.
Okay.
You've been doing.
It's cool. I'm totally gagged. I can't even tell you. I'm like, this is unreal. But yes.
What is the initial offer? Is it for one episode and we'll see what happens? Is it like you're going to be in 1, 4, 6, 7?
It was at first the offer is just like you're going to be a recurring role.
Cool.
And like that very blurry. That's it. Like, okay. And it's like, oh my God, this is so cool. What does this mean? And then slowly, you know, over time it kind of morphed and I originally actually thought I was going to be in all of them. And I think they didn't really know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what's so crazy. My understanding of the TV world, which is so I'm not totally familiar with, right?
Right.
Is that it's ever morphing. So mm-hmm. they're writing things and then they're like, boom, switch it. We're going to do this. Boom, boom, boom. So there's always, there's a lot of, I think, copy pasting mm-hmm. and switching and rewriting, tons of rewrites. So I think originally they were like, okay, for now, we're just going to say you'll be in all of them. You have to be available because we have no idea.
Right.
And then it's sort of shaped, okay, so we're going to do 1, 2, and 3, and they're cross-boarded. You're just shooting these scenes, and they kind of don't know, like, this beginning of the scene might be used in episode 2, and the end of this scene will be used in episode 1. And it was kind of like that. They really chopped it up. So you just don't know where things are going to land. So you're like, okay, so 1, 2, and 3.
So they said just be available for... how long? 1 month?
Oh, 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, because I'm trying to, I think September, October, November, December, January, February.
That's...
because they wrapped in March, mid-March.
That is so long to be just like
chilling out. Yeah.
And so how often are you going in? Is it like 1 week on, 2 weeks off? Or is it like 1 day on, 2 days off?
It was, at first, September and October were very much... like rehearse 3 days, off 2 days, shoot 2 days, off 2 days, like this kind of thing, which was really great for childcare. And being away from the kid was so hard. So it was like the perfect kind of amount of, I don't know, working, you know, for me personally. But yeah, it was interesting too, because remounting the dance sections, oh my God. I mean, you know, it's very thorough. I mean, if the Fosse Verdon people could have had, you know, 3 weeks to really develop it, and like they would have mm-hmm. but they had only 4 days,
right?
And knowing that they would probably only shoot the first 20 seconds
right
out of a 3.5 minute number, so but we're learning the whole number just in case.
Now, because you're sort of intricate into this scene, you're sometimes a dancer, you're sometimes not a dancer. Are you in any table work? Is there table work? Is that a thing that happens, or are you just like getting sides delivered to your dressing room in the morning?
Basically, they were very they were not gonna just give out scripts, so I would get seen like my sides a few days before, let's say, but they were so like vague. And let's say a 5, 6, 7, 8. And so what we had talked about in the rehearsal room was a very specific thing, but then what's on the page is completely different. So they knew in their mind's eye that these scenes are going to have to be developed truly when we're in a rehearsal with Sam and Michelle and all the dancers and da 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 da. And then we would get the dailies, you know, the day of, and you're just kind of like, yeah, I guess that's what we talked about. But again, you know, in my mind's eye, I knew it's going to shift.
So take us through Big Spender. How much of that was in, what did you rehearse before you got to set to start filming? And what happens once you get on set?
So what we rehearsed for Big Spender, we learned the whole number. Dana Moore gave it to us. It was like, we are going to, and we each had our specific character, who we were playing. And I really was Catherine Doby in that in that scene. It was really awesome. God, goddess, queen, she's fierce. Once we get there, I mean, there were, I could see it was almost like, it's very interesting being a person who sort of got to play an actor and a dancer. That's a very, for me, a fascinating space, because as a dancer, you're really in this like, it's so set. You know, you're this object, someone's putting a structure on you and you have to fill that material, you know, whereas when you're the actor, it's such a different space. It's like you almost have so much freedom. Mm-hmm. And it, for me, that is, it's complicated to be sort of bouncing back, ping ponging in these two worlds, because you're treated differently on some level, you know. And I did notice it was like, okay, so the actors in the Sweet Charity scene, for example, whoever's playing the director, whoever was playing the cinematographer, you know, the all the other
camera crew.
Yeah. They, I feel like, had something worked out before. And then as the dancers, I think we're just like, okay, so this is the first time we're really getting to see this scene and respond. What's great about that is that the response that they're getting is awesome. It's so fresh. And for us, like, we're really in it because we don't know. And that's the best place to be as an actor, is like, you don't know and you have to listen, you know. So
so what about a scene for like the cabaret rehearsal? Like, that's a scene that's got some drama to it.
Oh yeah,
you're stomping out at the end, you're watching your long legs come down the steps and the hands are on the back, arching on the back. And how much of that was talked to you about by anyone, and how much of that is just you in the moment?
I would say a real combo platter. I think that at first it was very blurry. It was like I was in the room, and I think everyone, when we were rehearsing, we were all just kind of trying to figure it out, like, what is this going to be, you know? And then there was a point, I think the last day of rehearsal, where it was like, okay, so here I think you should sing, you know, it was a fine affair, but now it's over, you know, okay. And then maybe here you're going to say the 5, 6, 7, 8. So there was, by the end of that rehearsal period, kind of like there was a structure. But then again, when we get on set, things did shift.
So there's a lot of different directors coming towards you.
Yeah.
And you're trying to parse all of that out, new information with old information, what replaces versus what adds to.
Yes.
And you're just hoping you're doing it right.
Yeah. I mean, you're just like, and then you realize there is no right. And there is a lot of space for you to play. And like, sometimes I do feel like they were giving me space to do whatever I wanted to. There were certain marks I had to hit, but they were giving that leeway. I mean, Sam is giving you what he's giving you.
So
I mean,
explain that.
It's just so awesome to watch him, because every take is new, exciting. He's so in it. And he's it. I mean, not that he's... He has his lines and whatever, but there's improv happening in there, you know?
So in a scene like Chicago, you have some authority in that room, right? And then you're bringing dancers together. You're giving them notes.
Yes.
You know, something else is going on kind of in the forefront. And then we see you in the back and you're talking to the dancers and you're getting... Is that scripted at all?
Nope. Nope, sure wasn't.
So what are you given at that moment?
So that was a crazy day for me, because first off, y'all, I got a hip replacement, and I was getting the hip replacement like literally the next day.
Oh my
goodness. So I was in a like a big, like just emotional, crazy, energetic place. And I remember that day, because we get to that was the last scene we worked on, and I didn't realize I had lines, actually. I was like, what's the scene? What? And that was a real classic moment of like, oh my God. I have no idea what this is. And they're like, okay, so you're going to go here. You're going to talk to, you know, Michelle in this corner, you know, and then you're going to walk to the cast and you're going to lead them here. Then you're going to, I mean, they were throwing a lot of things at me. And I just remember my head was spinning. It was like a cartoon with like birds around it. And I was like, ooh, I don't know what's going on. And Hopefully I figure it out in the moment. And I remember going up every time I would go up to the cast, we would be, I mean, I have a thin lip. They were all acting up. We were having fun. They were saying crazy things sometimes, but sometimes we were so in it. I mean, it was just, that was all totally improv. Yeah. That's and a few, they had to feed me lines sometimes because I couldn't remember this one line afterwards. Like, it was a whole thing. What a day. And it was, I learned so much from that experience, because talk about being in the moment. But yeah, that was all just like, yep, okay, you're going to go here, you're going to do a thing. And we're all just like, okay, cool, sure.
Like, it's so crazy that the thing that ends up immortalized in TV or film is often so much less rehearsed than the thing we do in the theater, which is so structured and like figured out to a T.
Yeah.
It's like a, I mean, but they're the same, you're the same vessel. But
right.
Are they like two sides of a brain? I don't know. How do you?
It's hard, I have to say, because but for me as a dancer, I'm still dealing with a lot of like the trauma of like perfectionism and the never being good enough. And mm-hmm. like that whole thing is like in complete opposite, I think, of what TV and film is, which is like an acting, be in the moment, connect, listen. Like if there's no right or wrong, like just connect.
You are valid and you have to believe that you're valid and your choices are valid.
Yeah.
You can't look for outside validation when there's no time in the day's schedule to look for it.
Yeah. And you don't know because there's not an audience. There's not this energetic thing where you're, you know, we're giving and receiving in a black box. You know, there's none of that. So you're literally like, what just happened? Sometimes you're like, I have no idea what just happened. You know, I mean, it's really, it's a wild thing. And I feel like that for me, I love how you said it's, you know, oh yeah, it's the same vessel, but I do feel like I have to really go in to a different headspace. You know, I have to really, it's like a full blown meditation. It's a full blown, like, and I've taken a lot of acting classes. I went to acting school for 5 years, but I'm still dealing with like, oh my God, like there's a right and a wrong. And it's like, boo boo, there ain't no right and wrong.
Special thanks to Heather Lang for sharing her stories with us this week. You can learn more about her and how to connect with her online by visiting our website, theensemblist.com. The Ensemblist was produced today by me, Mo Brady. You guys can help others find out about The Ensemblist by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Those have actually been coming in more steadily recently, and so I just want to thank you guys so much for, if you've done that, I really appreciate it. You can also download episodes, though, wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, theensemblist.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, where we are sharing posts from our blog, original photographs. We've got lots of great content. Not too much, though. It's the perfect amount. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.